You send me, doesn't matter where you take me. I know you will protect me. David, in a statement, said, if I made my bed in hell, you would go and be with me. And I believe that. I believe wherever you are, I'll be there. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'll give us a word of prayer. And then we'll get into today's lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen, amen. Praise God. And the scripture I have to share is coming from Hebrews, the 8th chapter and the 6th verse. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Amen.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you this afternoon, we want to say thank you, Father God, for your word, thanking you for your song that also gives us a word. And Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one that is listening by internet, those that have called in. Bless our pastor as he teaches the lesson, Father God. And as he give us clarification and understanding, Father God, as he's being led by the Holy Spirit, Father God, we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, try to come up against the pastor, any of the listeners, those listening by internet, Father God, open up our hearts and our mind to the Word of God, that we may meditate on it day and night, that we may apply it to our daily walk of life, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will be with those that are sick and shut in. Your word said, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those that are going through, Father God, and those who are bereaved. You say you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to stand on this word. Help us to believe your word, Father God, as we open up our hearts to the Word of God. Lord, we're so thankful for the Word, so thankful for the Word at noon that we can tune in every day and get a Word and be able to learn as we grow and as we walk by faith and not by sight. We give you praise today, Father God. Now have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. We're talking this week about the vision that God has given us, and that is to direct, now I'm talking about, let me be clear, the minds of true believers. True believers.
Amen.
To direct true believers to the heavenly sanctuary where Christ entered to make the atonement. Why? Because the Bible says that it's necessary to make this point.
Yeah.
That we do have this thing that we have to do, and that thing is honor the chief priest, which we're not talking about the chief priest. The chief priest is Christ, man. He is our high priest, for a better way of saying it.
Yes, it is.
The Bible says, such an high priest who is sit on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. And here's the part I want you to get to. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being directed to the true tabernacle, to the true sanctuary. And
yeah.
I want to begin by saying that that there's reasons, and I'm going to give you all some reasons, because we have a better covenant. First of all, you got to know, she read the sixth verse. I like that. I'm gonna jump back down to ask her to read that out, the Messenger Bible, too. We'll read from the 6th to the 13th. It says, but now have he obtained a more excellent ministry. See, this is why you want to be part of the, he want me to direct everybody's attention, mind, hearts toward the heavenly sanctuary. Why? Because it's a better ministry. It's a more excellent ministry. By how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant.
Yeah.
Which was established upon better promises. You got to know it's better. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. I'm going to read it, then let Pastor read it, then we'll go. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the day's coming, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the days when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continue not in my covenant. I regret them not, said the Lord, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my law into their hearts, their minds, and write them upon their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to stop at the 10th verse.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. But Jesus' priestly work far surpasses what these other priests do, since he's working from a far better plan. If the first plan, the old covenant, had worked out, a second wouldn't have been needed. But we know the first was found wanting because God said, "Heads up, the days are coming when I'll set up a new plan for dealing with Israel and Judah. I'll throw out the old plan as their ancestors when I led them by the hand out of Egypt. They didn't keep their part of the bargain, so I looked away and let it go. This new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. I'll be their God. They'll be my people. They won't go to school to learn about me or buy a book called God in 5 Easy Lessons. They'll all get to know me firsthand, the little and the big, the small and the great. They'll get to know me by being kindly forgiven with the slate of their sins forever wiped clean. But I'm coming up with a new plan, a new covenant between God and his people. God put the old plan on the shelf, and there it stays, gathering dust. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I just pray that the people listening to this really hear what she just read from the Message Bible. If I put it in another way, brothers and sisters, the church, the organized church, is in the past.
All right now.
That was Israel's thing. God said, I ain't doing that no more. I'm doing a new thing.
Amen.
I want y'all to hear this. The covenant or the agreement I made with them, they didn't keep it. And because they didn't keep it now, I ain't dealing with it. He said, I got a better plan anyway. And this plan has to do with the heavenly sanctuary.
Thank you, Lord.
What are you talking about? What do you think he's talking about? He showed Moses. Now, look at it. He showed Moses the plan. Here, Moses, I want you to build it. Build it just like you said. Do not change it.
Amen.
Because what you're feeling is what you're going to see in Christ when he comes. Okay? That's the way this works, brothers and sisters. I want to go on record saying this is a more excellent ministry. It's better. Priesthood is far surpassing these others. In other words, this minister, Christ, is better than your preacher, than your pastor, than your bishop. Or a Moses, for instance. See, he's better. Mm-hmm. It's better. Better position. Well, I'm going to show you Hebrews 1 and 3. I just want you all to really understand. I said I was going to really get into, but if I don't, I want you to really get into this book of Hebrews so that when I flip back and forth, you'll understand where I'm going. The third verse said this. Now here's, I'm trying to show you where he has a better position. It said, and I can show you other scripture too. We'll get something to bag this up. For the third verse said this, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he by himself purged out sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, he holds everything together by what he says. Powerful words. After he finished the sacrifice for sins, the Son took his honored place high in the heavens, right alongside God. Amen, amen.
Yeah, this is what God express image is all about, brothers and sisters. Not Moses. They had to look at Moses. We get to look at Christ. They had to do what Moses commanded.
Mm-hmm.
But our place is Christ, which is far back. His priesthood. Look at Hebrews 7:26. We'll go there. I want you to see it's better. This is so much better. It says, for such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sin, and made higher than the heavens. Y'all didn't hear that yet. So I'm going to read it again. That's Hebrews 7:26. For such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sin, and made higher than the heavens. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. From the Message Bible. So now we have a high priest who perfectly fits our needs, completely holy, uncompromised by sin, with authority extending as high as God's presence in heaven itself. Amen, amen.
Yeah. So see, our high priest went beyond heaven. So when you read the book of Hebrews, you'll see that the earthly high priest, they were only allowed to go to the Holy of Holiness. The priest didn't go up in there. Only the high priest could go to the Holy of Holiness. And then
Amen. He
had to go to the mercy seat.
Yes.
Now just watch this for a moment. Christ's ministry went beyond there.
It went beyond.
That I'm trying to tell you, when the temple rented, God said, I'm doing a new thing. Boom, I ain't doing that no more. Y'all ain't going to bring no more blood of an ox and bulls and goats. Y'all ain't bringing that up here no more for sin. Christ's blood became an offering. So, boom, he dropped it off, and then he went to the heavens. And if I got to say what the scriptures say, he went beyond the heavens. Read it.
All right.
Higher than the heavens. His priesthood is higher.
Yes, it is.
His priesthood is higher than the heaven. Now, the only thing earthly priests could do is go in a building and go to the Holy of Holies. It's in a wall, in a building. That's as far as they could go. They couldn't even make it to heaven.
Amen.
Christ's priesthood went beyond there. Is that making sense, Pastor?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
His position, and that's what I want you to see, his position as priest or his priesthood, which covers all the priests, over in Hebrews, I think it's 9 and 23. Let's go there. I just want y'all to understand his position. As I keep telling you, it's really important that you understand the book of Hebrews and some of the stuff that's in it. In the 9th chapter, and I'm going to go around the 23rd verse through the 28th. It reads like this. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in heaven should be purified with these, by the heavenly things themselves, with a better sacrifice than these. For Christ is not into the holy place made with hands. They were here, which are the figure of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Not yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enter into the holy place every year with blood of, for the must he have had suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, had he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. 26th verse. I know I just get caught. I'm going to go to the 28th. It says, and as he is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So, Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. From the Message Bible, for the promise of blood and death and all these secondary practices that point to the realities of heaven, it also accounts for why, when the real thing takes place, these animal sacrifices aren't needed anymore, having served their purpose. For Christ didn't enter the earthly version of the holy place. He entered the place itself and offered himself to God as the sacrifice for our sins. He doesn't do this every year as the high priest did under the old plan with blood that was not their own. If that had been the case, he would have to sacrifice himself repeatedly throughout the course of history. But instead, he sacrificed himself once and for all, summing up all the other sacrifices in this sacrifice of himself, the final solution of sin. Everyone has to die once, then face the consequences. Christ's death was also a one-time event, but it was a sacrifice that took care of sins forever. And so when he next appears, the outcome for those eager to greet him is precisely salvation. Amen, amen.
Now, I want you to put a pin there. Now, because see, a lot of people, they're waiting on Christ to come. Christ has already came. When he promised that he and the Father would come. That's the second time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, some people waiting on, no, you're going to have to meet him here and then go there.
All right.
I know. Some people say, oh, I ain't getting the preacher. I understand. You're going to have to ask Christ to show up, and you need to meet him. And when you meet him, he's in the sanctuary so he can minister to you. That's what a priest does, man. A priest minister. What Christ minister? Salvation. Where is that? Mm-hmm. In the sanctuary.
Yes. Amen, amen.
You can't tell me I ain't say, no, I'm just telling you what the scripture said. Till a minister or a priest, these are usually a minister or a priest, they always have some of the same, like a clergyman or a churchman. They got all these different names for it, like an archbishop, you know. A priest is over, okay? So, or a pope, for instance, you know, when I think about a pastor, so when I think about a priest, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of a pastor, so, and a pastor's over a tabernacle, and we'll get into that too, a person who specializes in training with authority or authoritative authorized to conduct religious services. That's what a pastor, most people think that's what a pastor does. It's someone who conduct religious service in the Christian faith or Christian church or whatever. But anyway, I want you to see the duties of a priest. Why? Because he's ministering. Christ is our high priest in the sanctuary. But if you're not part of the sanctuary, you won't see it.
Amen. Amen.
You won't see him. You won't see him on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
Yeah. Don't look for him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look for him there. The Bible says, but Christ being come a high priest of good things, brothers and sisters. That's what he is. He's a high priest of good things to come.
Amen.
By a great and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of building.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word of God. That ain't me. That's the word says this. So when I tell you that the Lord telling me to tell people, hey, those true believers now, and direct their thoughts, their mindset toward the heavenly sanctuary where Christ is seated at the right hand side. That's where he at. So let him be your minister. It's like you go to a free church every week.
All right, come on now. Say it.
See, the priest, remember what the priest did. They had to go to the temple. And when they went to the temple, they brought their sacrifice. That's what they did.
Amen.
Even though people are practicing that today, they don't know what they're practicing. I'll be honest with you, they don't know. They just don't know. You might say they know, but they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they know. So what they know is that they go to church, whatever reason, grandmama, maybe some of them are studying a little something. But at the end of the day, they're going up to church. First of all, they're going up there with no sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say, okay, Christ is the sacrifice. Some of them going there thinking Christ is the sacrifice. Well, if Christ is the sacrifice, why are you going there? When you should be going to the heavenly sanctuary, that's where he's at.
All right.
hope this is making sense to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He have a better tabernacle. A better tabernacle. Not only does he offer gifts, but he became the ultimate sacrifice. And he got away from all the carnality, all the carnal stuff. The Bible says Christ being come and high priest of good things to come. That's what the Bible says. I read that. I think it's over there in, it was in that 9th chapter. He didn't use the blood of goats and calves, but he used his own blood. And enter just once, not every week, not once a year, none of that.
All right, say it.
He didn't do that to obtain eternal redemption. Why do people go to church for redemption? Why do they go up there to preach? You got to think about it. Are they going for the choir? Are they going for the usher? Are they going to get a chicken dinner, a barbecue dinner? Well, where are you going? But they ain't taking no sacrifices with them. And that was the practice. So how you going to half do it? Do it the right way. Get some blood of a bull or goat or the ashes of a heifer and sprinkle it to the... That's how they used to do it. Why you do half of it and not do it all? See, if you don't practice this priesthood, practice it right. So I tell you what I'm doing. I'm accepting Christ as my minister.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't got nothing up there.
Amen, amen.
See, if they do it right, they'll take that up there. Now, you can't say, oh, well, Christ be. Well, if Christ became all that, then let him be the minister of the sanctuary. And stop letting the preach that. Even though we all are able ministers of the New Testament, but that's only because of Christ in you is the hope of glory. That's why you have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you don't see those things above, this ministry that I'm talking about is Christ's ministry, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, the very first covenant, or the first, it was sort of, a covenant was a contract, and there was a tabernacle made, and the first where they went in, where there was a candlestick, it gives all them the description of what was going on, and that was a veil, and for the second one, the Bible says that after the second veil, the tabernacle was to be called the holies or holies of all.
All right.
And then, I just want to paint a picture of what we really saw so that you can see Christ was above all of that, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Most Moses could do was go by what he saw on the backside of the mountain. But he couldn't. What he was doing couldn't forgive sin, couldn't take it away. They were still going to be conscious of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't get away from it.
Amen.
So we have a better covenant. We're in a better position, built on better promises, because Christ's ministry is better. That's why God is telling me to direct the people's minds toward the heavenly sanctuary.
Yeah.
And I have people all the time telling me about why you putting down the church. But just there again, let me be clear. I am not putting down the church.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I can't put down the church because I'm part of the church. Now,
all right.
What I'm trying to show you is the difference in the organization and the organism. Some people worshiping the organization and not the organism. The organism is the spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
I try to find that silver lining in their life and be honest. Just try to be a little better than you were yesterday. A little more conscious than you were yesterday. A little bit more forgiveness. A little bit more patience. Just a little bit more. Flow a little bit more. Be a little bit less forceful.
Mm-hmm.
Operate in a little bit more faith and less fear.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, less fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow, some way, you tell God, thank you. I'm just a little every day.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Just a little every day. Paul said, I'm pressed by way.
Yeah.
I'm pressed. Anyway, I'm going to stop right there. Anyone would like to have any comments at this point in time? Just press one.
Amen. Well, I like to read that from the New Living Translation, Hebrews 9, verses 23-28. It says, this is why the tabernacle and everything in it, which were copies of things in heaven, had to be purified by the blood of animals. But the real thing in heaven had to be purified with far better sacrifices than the blood of animals. For Christ did not enter into a holy place made with human hands, which was only a copy of the true one in heaven. He entered into heaven itself to appear now before God on our behalf. And he did not enter heaven to offer himself again and again like the high priest here on earth who enters the most holy place year after year with the blood of an animal. If that had been necessary, Christ would have had to die again and again, ever since the world began. But now, once for all time, he has appeared at the end of the age to remove sin by his own death as a sacrifice. And just as each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment, so also Christ died once for all time as a sacrifice to take away the sins of many people. He will come again, not to deal with our sins, but to bring salvation to all who are eagerly waiting for him. Amen. So in this passage is letting us know Christ did it once, and he did it for everyone. And it says here for salvation. So once we enter in that new, because you know he's doing a new thing. So once you enter into that new, the newness and being a new creature in Christ, then, you know, we don't have to keep repeating, you know, as Pastor is saying, and as this passage is saying, you know, keep taking, you know, a sacrifice, you know, for sin. Because Christ did it all for us. He gave his life for us. That's what it tells us also over there in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. And I'm going to close out with that one. And I am going to read it from this New Living Translation. So 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. I guess I should read it from the King James too. So it just comes together here. So from the King James, 2 Corinthians 5, 21, it says, "For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." And from the New Translation, it says, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." So thank God for the sacrifice that Christ made for us. Amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for that, and the position that you put that context in. I thank God for it because, listen, brothers and sisters, old things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. That's why our position now is in Christ. That's why we must reposition ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We got to reposition ourselves in the character of Christ. That's why the need for us to get in the right, can I say this, get in the right church.
All right. All right.
This is the need why we must get in the right tabernacle.
Yes.
See with this thought. Because of the different kinds of tabernacles. I mean, but when you think about the kinds of tabernacle, and then you think about Christ and what he's over, the true tabernacle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, see, there was some tabernacle was temporary. Well, I'm putting it in. We'll get into it tomorrow. Because what I'm trying to get you into is the true tabernacle. The true.
Yeah.
It's the minister of the true tabernacle. And this tabernacle is forever.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I'm trying to get
Hallelujah.
You into church forever. That's what I'm trying to get
into.
If that's it, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.
Yeah.